All right, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I am your loyal host and producer, and we are, looking into the future a bit. We normally do our look into the future on Thursdays, but we don't limit it to Thursdays because, you know, there are just other days of the week that we also want to take a look at what we might have around the pipe, coming down the pipe. So we took a bit of a look into the future today. But I definitely want you to be thinking about that. Are you comfortable with what that future looks like? Especially when it comes down to whether or not we will have some say-so with regards to what level of autonomy the car of our choice has. You know, I'm thinking, for example, what about when it comes down to the size of the car? You know, will it be the size of the car? Will it be the level of luxury that the car has that determines whether it will be fully autonomous only? You know, will full autonomy come standard on certain vehicles, luxury vehicles, larger sedan vehicles, even if they're not considered luxury? Or will even the smallest vehicles be only fully autonomous? Or will they be, say, level 2 or level 3? If there are smaller cars that are not considered luxury cars. We'll see. All right. Now, I know for some of you, that's all about excitement. You're welcoming that day. You heard her. The hostess was saying, this is what we all want. Okay, well, I don't know about all, but I'm quite sure that quite a few people want that. So we'll have to see how that goes. I imagine for the people who really kind of dread that day, especially if that day means whether we want to or not, we only buy fully autonomous cars. I imagine that can be a little bit stress-inducing, anxiety-inducing. And I imagine, you know, one of the things we could do is just hold on to the cars that we have that are not fully autonomous as long as we possibly can. As long as we can. And that's not necessarily with regards to how long the car will hold up either. Yes, so we could find people experiencing a bit of anxiety about that. And that takes us to our next discussion. I'd like for us to take a look now at something that we began talking about on Power Friday, courtesy of Medical News Today, and that is beating anxiety. Are there specific steps that we can take to help beat anxiety? And the answer is yes. We discussed a number of them on Friday. Let's take a look at this one, for example. Letting lavender be made part of our life's equation. Lavender. I know some of you are thinking, lavender? I mean, that is a pretty color, but how will that help anxiety? Well, we're not talking so much about the color lavender as we are the product lavender. For example, lavender oil. It has quite a few healing properties, and it can be used as a natural remedy to reduce anxiety and other nervous conditions. Ah, interesting. Lavender oil, natural remedy that reduces anxiety and reduces other nervous conditions. How? Well, here's how. You can add essential lavender oil to your bath water for a calming bath. And one of the recommendations made is to use water infused with lavender, because with actual lavender leaves, you know, like from the flower, lavender leaves to soothe painful joints and muscles. Now, some of you might be kind of sort of like me, and you're not really that excited about taking a bath in dirty water. Now, I remember when I was in high school, And I used to take those baths and I would scrub, scrub, scrub. And I would be so glad that all that dirt was getting off my body. I would have been outside playing football for hours or playing basketball for hours, playing tag for hours, whatever I was doing out there that got me sweaty and dirty. And I was just so glad to know that I was getting that dirt off me until I started looking around at the water. And it was time for me to dip my washcloth back into that water to rinse the dirt off my washcloth so that I could put a clean cloth back on my body to do some more scrubbing. And I would notice the water had gotten filthy. Filthy, sure enough. It was dirty. All that dirt that was on my skin was in the water. All of a sudden, I wasn't so excited about that bathing process because I began to notice that as I was supposedly getting clean, I was surrounded by dirty water. After a while, I said, you know what? This is not really what I had in mind. And so in all honesty, I stopped taking baths in high school and I went exclusively with showers. That's right. Let me scrub and have most of this dirt just flow on down the drain. And then that way, after I finish cleaning myself, I'm truly clean. Just clean the tub or shower. At that time, I was, you know, we just had the bathtub that doubled as shower and bath. We have them today too, but you know, now some situations where all you have is a shower, all you have is the bathtub. And they don't double, they are separate. Then it was all about the doubling up. And so I would scrub, scrub, scrub. The dirt would roll down the drain, and I was a happy teenager. Well, what do we do now? If we only have that doubling situation where, you know, the bathtub doubles as the shower, this might take more water and definitely more time. But if you really want to do this, have this opportunity to bathe in the water. But the water is clean and you are really happy about what's going on. You're really coming clean, but you're also able to relax. How do you do it when you're using a tub that doubles as the shower? I'll tell you how in just a few. It's an easy solution.